إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Then to continue with al-usul al-thalatha, the three fundamental principles of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah. Then we are on the third and last of the three fundamental principles, the servant's knowledge with regard to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And last time, and I'll just mention very, very briefly, because we have a sort of a large section in front of us. But then last time, very briefly, we had with regard to al-hijrah, the hijrah. And we had that hijrah in the language means to abandon something. And in the Islamic legislation, Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned that it is just as Shaykh al-Islam mentioned, to move away from the land of disbelief and to move to the land of Islam. And we had some details of how it was legislated and some of the points in that regard. Then Shaykh al-Islam, he brings the evidence for that, and the evidence for that duty that Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, that a person who is unable to manifest his religion in the land of the disbelievers, then it becomes binding upon him to leave that land and to move to the land of Islam, where he can manifest his religion. So then comes the evidence for that, and what occurs here on page 267 of the Lebanese edition, page 208 of the Egyptian print. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ حِيلَةً وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ سَبِيلًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا. Then there comes an addition here that's not part of the main text, but the Shaykh brings the next ayah, or the whoever put this version together brings the next ayah. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَهُ وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ عَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. The ayahs from Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayahs 97 100. And as we mentioned, the ayahs that were actually brought by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab were ayahs 97-99. The ayahs with the explanation, as for those whose souls the angels take when they have earned Allah's anger, then the angels will say to them, what condition were you in? They will say, we were weakened by the great numbers and strength of the people of Shirk in the land. So they will reply, was not Allah's earth spacious so that you could migrate to another land? So these people will find their abode in hell, and what an evil destination it is, except for the weak ones from the men, the women and the children who were unable to migrate or to find a way to do so. As for such people, then Allah will certainly pardon them, and Allah is ever one who pardons and forgives the sins of his servants. And the ayah that was added in this edition, and whoever, with the explanation, and whoever migrates in Allah's cause will find many places of refuge and ample provisions. And whoever leaves his house as an emigrant to Allah and his messenger, and then death overtakes him, then his reward is certainly with Allah, and Allah forgives extensively and he bestows mercy. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said in explanation, these two ayahs contain a threat against abandoning performing hijrah, migration, when the person is able to perform it. And that his abode will be the hellfire, and what an evil destination. So even though he does not exit from Islam, however, this is from the Nususul Wa'id. This is from those texts which contain a threat. This is obviously a specific term the scholars use here, Nususul Wa'id, a text which contains a threat of punishment. The Shaykh said, so if he abandons hijrah, migration, then he has abandoned something obligatory, and he will be sinful. However, he does not exit from Islam through abandonment of the hijrah, migration. However, there is a severe threat upon him. The Shaykh said, then Allah explains in the ayah after it, the excuse, the udhr, the excuse by which the obligation of the hijrah falls away. So He, the Most High, said, إِلَّا الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ. The ayah with the explanation, except for those who are rendered weak, from the men, the women, and the children. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, explaining the last word, al-wildan, meaning al-atfal, the children. La yastati'una hila. Shaykh al-Fawzan explains this phrase, la yastati'una hila. He said, they do not possess the ability. Wa la yahtaduna sabila. And they do not find, with the explanation, they do not find a way. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning, they do not know the way to the land, to the city. Because hijrah, migration, it requires making a journey. Otherwise, it may be the case that a person may die during the migration if he does not know the way. So therefore, their excuse is in two matters. I mean, the excuse that people will have for not performing the migration, those it's normally obligatory upon, those who will have an excuse from that obligation are, firstly, those who are not able to carry it out. And secondly, those who do not know the way. He said, so even if they have the financial capability, but they do not have awareness of the way that they could follow, someone to guide them upon the way, this is the correct excuse. As for the person who has the capability and he knows the way, then there is no excuse for him. In other words, the person that is in a condition where a hijrah is binding upon him, he's not able to manifest, as the Shaykh made clear in the last lesson, he's not able to manifest his religion in the land where he is, then hijrah is binding upon him now. Does he have one of these two excuses? If not, then that's what the Shaykh is saying here. He need, for it to fall away from him, he needs to have one of these two excuses. If he does not, then there will be no excuse for him. Then comes the continuation of the main text, the saying of Shaykh al-Islam, giving the second evidence, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى يا عبادي الذين آمنوا إن أرضي واسعة فإياي فاعبدون. سورة عنكبوت, 29th Surah, Ayah 56. The Surah of the Ankabut, the Surah of the Spider, 29th Surah, Ayah 56. And he follows that with some tafsir. قال البغوي رحمه الله سبب نزول هذه الآية في المسلمين الذين بمكة ولم يهاجروا ناداهم الله باسم الإيمان. And then there's a missing part of the text, an evidence from the Sunnah. This line of the text is missing here from this edition. The Sheikh indicates it in his explanation, but from the actual text it's missing here. You'll find it in all the other versions. وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَى الْهِجْرَةِ مِنَ السُنَّةِ قَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا تَنْقَطِئُ الْحِجْرَةُ حَتَّى تَنْقَطِئَ التَّوْبَةُ وَلَا تَنْقَطِئُ التَّوْبَةُ حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. So the saying of the author Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah, and his saying, he the most high, and he quotes the ayah from Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, ayah 56. O my servants who believe, indeed my earth is spacious, so worship me alone. Al-Baghawi, rahimahullah, said, the reason for the sending down of this ayah is that it was sent down regarding the Muslims who were in Mecca and who did not migrate. Allah addressed them with the title of Iman. And the missing part of the text, and the proof for hijrah, migrating from the Sunnah, is his saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hijrah will not be discontinued until repentance is discontinued, and repentance will not be discontinued, rises from its place of setting. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, said in explanation, this ayah is from Surah Al-Ankabut. Ya ibadi alladhina amanu inna ardi wasi'atun. Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, ayah 56. He said, this ayah is from Surah Al-Ankabut, and it contains a command to migrate, and that the earth of Allah is spacious. So if you are in a land where you are not able to make your religion apparent, then in that case, Allah's earth is spacious. So move away from it. Do not remain in the bad part. Rather leave it and go somewhere in Allah's spacious earth. Allah, the Perfect and Most High, has made the earth spacious. And the proof for hijrah from the Sunnah is his saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تنقطع الحجرة حتى تنقطع التوبة ولا تنقطع التوبة حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. The hijrah will not be discontinued until repentance is discontinued. And repentance will not be discontinued until the sun rises from its place of setting. Hadith. In the main text, they mention the footnote here, it is preceded, referencing of it has preceded, and we had before that it's reported by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood. Abu Dawood as a hadith number 9, as a hadith of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhumah, and declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan continued. So he's mentioned the evidence from the Sunnah, saying, he mentions a second hadith that some people understand the problem with, that Shaykh al-Fawzan will explain. He said, as for his saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la hijrata ba'd al-fath, there is no migrating after the conquest. in the conquest of Mecca, there is no migrating after the conquest. In a footnote, they mention this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 2783, and by Muslim as hadith 1353, 1864, meaning that the ordering of the numbers in strange ordering. So they give you a number and they say, you look for that number in its normal place, you won't find it. So if you look for the second number, then you'll find it there, inshallah. As a hadith of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah, and reported by Muslim, also as hadith 1864, as a hadith of Aisha, radiallahu anha. Sheikh Fawzan said, so as for his saying, la hijrata ba'd al-fath, there is no migrating after the conquest, then what is apparent from the hadith is that the migrating, the hijrah, came to an end after the conquest of Mecca. I mean, that's what's apparent. And some people think that there is a contradiction between the hadith and between his saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tanqati'u al-hijratu hatta tanqati'a at-tawbah, wa la tanqati'u at-tawbatu hatta tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha. So some people think there is a contradiction between that hadith, there is no migrating after the conquest, and between his saying, migrating will not be discontinued until repentance is discontinued, and repenting will not be discontinued until the sun rises from its place of setting. And some people think there seems to be a contradiction here. One is saying after the conquest there's no migrating, the other hadith clearly says migrating continues until the end of time. So some people think that there's a contradiction here. The Sheikh said, however, the people of knowledge respond to this hadith by saying that what it means, what is meant by there is no migrating after the conquest, is meaning from Mecca. In hadith it says there is no migrating after conquest means there's no migrating from Mecca. Since through the conquest it became an abode of Islam. So some people thought that migrating remained from Mecca after the conquest. I mean, some people in that time, they thought they could still migrate as Mecca was conquered, and they had the thought that still, even though Mecca is conquered, we still have a chance to migrate from there now. So the Sheikh is saying some people thought that migrating from Mecca continued after the conquest. So they wanted to acquire the reward of migrating. Meaning, in other words, that's the reason this hadith is mentioned, that there is no migration after the conquest. Meaning no migration from Mecca, because Mecca is now the land of Islam. Then the Sheikh said, as for hijrah, migrating from the lands of disbelief, then it remains until the hour is established. And the proof is the previous ayahs and the previous prophetic hadith. This is the response to this difficulty. And that's how we understand both of those texts. The texts which mention migration remaining until the end of time, that is the case. And meaning from the lands of disbelief to the land of Islam. As for the hadith, there is no migrating after the conquest, meaning no migrating from Mecca, away from Mecca. Then comes the next part of the text, what occurs on page 270 here, and there's a small heading added, Al-Istiqrar fil Madinati wa Nuzulu Baqi al-Shara'i' wa Ikmalu al-Din. Settling in Al-Madina and the coming down of the rest of the religious duties and the completion of the religion. So if you remember in this section that the author, Shaykh al-Islam, is giving us something, a brief glimpse into the seerah of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name, who he was, where his land was, and then very briefly some points from the major events of his seerah. So now he's mentioned the migration to Al-Madinah and mentioned the ruling of migration. Now he mentions the next matter, what happened when Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, settled in Al-Madinah after the migration. Then comes the text, the main text, the saying of Shaykh al-Islam, فَلَمَّا اسْتَقَرَّ بِالْمَدِينَةِ. And many of the other versions have fil Madina, obviously the meaning is one and the same, whether it's fi or bi. Here, different to the other versions which have فَلَمَّا اسْتَقَرَّ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, just for those who are memorizing, here it has فَلَمَّا اسْتَقَرَّ بِالْمَدِينَةِ أُمِرَ بِبَقِيَّةِ شَرَائِعِ الْإِسْلَامِ مِثْلِ الزَّكَاةِ وَالصَّوْمِ وَالْحَجِّ وَالْجِهَادِ وَالْأَذَانِ وَالْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنْ شَرَائِعِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَخَذَ عَلَى هَذَا 10 سنين وبعدها توفي صلوات الله وسلامه عليه ودينه باق وهذا دينه لا خير إلا دل الأمة عليه ولا شر إلا حذرها منه والخير الذي دلها عليه التوحيد وجميع ما يحبه الله ويرضاه والشر الذي حذر منه الشرك وجميع ما يكرهه الله ويأباه بعثه الله إلى الناس كافة وافترض الله طاعته على جميع الثقلين الجن والإنس والدليل قوله تعالى قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. So the saying of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, page 270 here. So when he settled in Al-Madinah, he was commanded with the rest of the prescribed duties, such as the zakat, and the fasting, and the hajj, and the jihad, and the adhan, and ordering the good, and forbidding the evil, and other than that, from the prescribed duties of Islam. He spent 10 years establishing that, and after that, he passed away. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. May Allah extol him and grant him peace and security. And his religion remains, and this is his religion. There is no good except that he guided his nation to it, and there is no evil except that he warned them against it. So the good that he guided them to is Tawheed, and everything that Allah loves and is pleased with. And the evil which he warned against is Shirk, and everything which Allah hates and rejects. Allah sent him as a prophet to the whole of mankind, and Allah made it obligatory upon all of the jinn and mankind to obey him. And the proof is his saying, He the Most High. Then he quotes the ayah from Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, ayah 158, with the explanation, say, and addressed to the prophet, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the whole of mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to you all. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, said in explanation, this, as has already been explained, means that the Sharia, the Islamic legislation, came down in stages until it was completed. And all praise is for Allah. Jazakallah khairan. Before the passing away of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and before Allah sent down to him al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dinan. The ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, or the part of the ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 5th surah, ayah 3, mean that the religion was completed before the passing away of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before this ayah came down. This ayah with the explanation, This day have I completed your religion for you, and perfected my favour upon you, and am pleased with Islam as your religion. The Shaykh said, and a short period after this ayah came down, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. And his religion remains until the establishment of the hour. Then comes the completion of the text, the saying of Shaykh al-Islam, وَأَكْمَلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الدِّينِ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Same ayah, Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, Ayah 3. The saying of Shaykh al-Islam, and Allah completed the religion through him. And the proof is his saying, He the Most High. The same ayah, Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, Ayah 3, with the explanation. This day have I perfected your religion. And perfected my blessings upon you. And am pleased for you with Islam as your religion. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did not pass away until after Allah had completed the religion through him. And completed the favor through him. And had sent down to him his saying, He the Most High, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Adina. Same ayah with the explanation, This day have I completed your religion for you and perfected my favor upon you and am pleased with Islam as your religion. Shaykh Fawzan said, This ayah came down to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was standing in Arafah in the Hajjatul Wada, in the farewell Hajj on the day of Jumu'ah. It was the 9th day of the 12th and last month, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the 9th day of that month. If we remember that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this ayah came down, that day, the 9th day of Dhul-Hijjah, the last month, the 12th month of the year, and he lived for the remainder of that month. Then he lived in the next year of the first month, Muharram, the second month, Safar, and then the beginning of Rabi'ul Awwal. And then he died soon after the start of Rabi'ul Awwal, the third month of the year. So Shaykh Fawzan said, this ayah came down to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was performing the standing in Arafah, in the farewell Hajj on the day of Jumu'ah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived after it for a short time and then moved on to Ar-Rafiq al-A'la, to the highest company of angels. And he left his nation upon Al-Mahajjatul Bayda. He left his nation upon the clear white path whose night is just the same as its day. No one deviates from it except that he is destroyed. In the people of knowledge, as a side point, when the people of knowledge explain this phrase, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left his nation upon Al-Mahajjatul Bayda, they say, Layluha kanahariha, he left them upon the clear white path, its night is just the same as its day, meaning it's totally clear, doesn't matter day or night, it's clear, whatever the case. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, and in this ayah, the ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, regarding the completion of the religion, he said, And in this ayah there is a testimony from Allah the Perfect and Most High that this religion has been completed and that it covers everything of benefit to the servants and it contains a solution for all of their issues and problems until the establishment of the hour. And that it is suitable for every time and place. They do not need any other legislation after it. They do not need any other revealed way after it, or any other book to come down, or any other messenger to be sent after the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is no matter that will be found, and there is no event that will occur. Until the establishment of the, or until he said, until the day of resurrection, except that in the legislation revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is a solution for it and the ruling concerning it. However, the matter relates back to who is competent to extract evidence and to derive proof and to derive the rulings and issues. In other words, the legislation that has been sent down is totally complete, totally perfect, totally suitable for every time and every place, contains an answer to every question and problem, and a resolution for every issue that will arise until the day of resurrection. It's all there. He said, however, the problem in the matter is, the problem is, who is competent to extract the evidence and to derive the rulings and issues? So if there are to be found Ahlul Ilm, people of knowledge, and people of ijtihad, people who are suitable for performing personal deduction, who fulfill the conditions of ijtihad, then indeed this legislation is complete, and it contains a solution for all problems. And deficiency only comes about from us, from the people, from the aspect of deficiency in our knowledge and inability to fully understand that which Allah, the Perfect and Most High, has sent down, or from the aspect of desires, that there occurs a case of following of desires which diverts a person away from the truth. Otherwise, this religion is fully suitable and comprehensive and complete. Allah has sufficed the nation of the Islamic nation with it until the establishment of the hour, if it acts upon it correctly and refers back to it in its affairs. The Shaykh said, He the Most High said, فَإِنْتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 59, with the explanation. So if you disagree about anything, then refer it back to Allah and the Messenger. Yarhamakallah. Shaykh Fawzan said, referring back to Allah is to refer back to the Book of Allah. And referring back to the Messenger after his passing away is to refer back to the Sunnah, is to refer back to his Sunnah. He the Most High said, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ Surah Ash-Shurah, the 42nd Surah, Ayah 10, the explanation. And whatever you disagree about, then its judgment is to be referred to Allah. Shaykh Fawzan said. So this ayah contains a refutation of those who make accusations against the Islamic legislation of its having shortcomings or of its being deficient from the atheists, these accusations coming from the atheists and the evil heretics, or from the semi-students whose understanding falls short from being able to understand the hidden wisdoms of the Islamic legislation. So therefore, they ascribe deficiency to the Islamic legislation, and they do not know that the deficiency is with themselves alone. So it contains, this ayah, it contains a refutation against those who accuse the Islamic legislation of deficiency, and that it does not cover all needs of the servants and all matters of welfare of the servants until the establishment of the hour. Or who says it was specific to a certain, those who say it was specific to the certain olden time, because there are many ignorant people, when it is said to them, this is the Islamic ruling, they say, that was in the time of the Messenger and in the initial time. But as for now, then conditions have changed and the matters have altered. And the legislated rulings were for people who have passed away now and for problems that have come to an end. The Sheikh said, they say this, and this is kufr. This is disbelief in Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. And it is a denial of His saying, He the Most High, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. The ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, the third ayah from the fifth surah, with the explanation, this day have I perfected your religion for you. Shaykh Fawzan said, Allah completed the religion for this nation until the hour is established for every time and every place and for every generation of mankind. And it also contains a refutation of the innovators, the people of bid'ah, those who introduce worship from themselves and ascribe it to the religion, when it has no proof from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, they just introduce it in accordance with what they think to be good, or based upon taqleed, blindly following others who think it to be something good. Or rather, the Royal Sheikh said, those who introduce it, matters of worship, thinking it to be something good, or blindly following others whom they have good thoughts about, from the people of false ideas and people with their own goals and desires. So therefore they introduce into the religion worship, which Allah has sent down no proof for. And He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa rad. Whoever introduces into this affair of ours that which is not from it, then it is rejected. In a footnote, they mention this preceded. The hadith reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 2697, and Muslim as one hadith 1718, the famous hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. He said, and he, alayhi salatu wassalam, said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, and beware of newly introduced matters, for every newly introduced matter is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. The hadith just preceded, reported by Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawud, at Tirmidhi ibn Majah, from the famous hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, radiallahu an, which Shaykh Albani declared sahih. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, so whoever introduces acts of worship which have no proof from the Book of Allah, nor from the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger, then he is accusing this religion of not being complete, and he wants to complete the religion himself. And he is not actually acknowledging the fact that Allah has completed it. So whatever was not religion in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it will never be religion after him. So this contains a refutation of these groups. The group who say that Islam is not suitable for every time, or those who innovate innovations newly invented which have no proof from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, and who ascribe them to the religion. So this ayah contains, in the ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, a refutation of them, because the religion was completed by Allah, the Perfect and Most High. So there is no scope for addition in it, nor for reduction from it. And there is no scope for raising doubts and seeking to obscure the issue by saying that it is not suitable for the people in these later times. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Same ayah with the explanation. This day have I completed, perfected your religion for you. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is the speech of Allah the Perfect and Most High. And He is the truest, He is the most truthful one of those who speak. And He the Most High said, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And the next part of the ayah with the explanation, and I perfected my favour upon you, and am pleased with Islam as your religion. The Shaykh said, this was the last of that which came down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is a testimony from the Lord of the whole of creation for this religion that it is complete and is comprehensive and is fully suitable for every time and place. So the Most High's saying is an address to this nation, from the first of it to the last of it. And it is not just an address to the first generation alone. Rather, it is an address to the whole of the nation until the hour is established. And the Shaykh finishes, or the Shaykh then carries on. We've got about one page left, inshaAllah, slightly less. As for consensus, ijma', and what the point that the Shaykh is making here is meaning consensus upon the fact that the religion was completed before the passing away of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Shaykh said, as for consensus, then the whole ummah, the whole nation, are agreed in consensus that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. No one disagrees about this, except the people of false beliefs, those who say that the messenger did not die. And they negate death from the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is baseless speech, and speech which is clearly rejected. It is refuted by what has been experienced and what is clearly the case. For the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam tuwfiya, indeed passed away. Amongst his companions, he died amongst his companions, with companions around him. And he was bathed and shrouded and had the funeral prayer prayed over him. And he was buried, alayhi salatu wassalam. Can these actions be carried out upon a person who is still alive? He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was treated, ya rahmakallah, as one who has died. He was washed and shrouded and prayed over, and then he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was buried in his grave. All of this establishing the point the Shaykh has made clear, that indeed the consensus that after completion of the Sharia, then Allah's Messenger, after that, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, died. There's consensus upon that. He said, this is the way of Allah the Mighty and Majestic with regard to His creation. And then, where are the messengers who came before him? What occurred to him occurred to the messengers who came before him, and they died. And he is one of them, so he died. This is by consensus, ijma' of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. No one disagrees about this, except the people of false beliefs. Those who seek to attach themselves to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to seek deliverance from him besides Allah, and who say he is hay, he is still alive. I mean, those people of deviation who say the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never died. He was alive then, he remained alive, and he's still alive now. Exactly the same. He never died. Then what will take us to the last part today, the saying of Shaykh al-Islam, وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ Surah Az-Zumar, the 39th surah, ayahs 30 to 31. He's saying, and the proof that he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, died is his saying, he the Most High. And he quotes the ayah, Surah Az-Zumar, 39th surah, ayahs 30 to 31, with the explanation, you, addressed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you shall certainly die, and they will certainly die. Then you will all, on the day of resurrection, dispute before your Lord. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah completed the religion through him, and perfected his favor through him, he caused him to die. He took his soul to him. As is the way of Allah the Perfect and Most High with regard to his creation. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 185. With the explanation, every soul shall taste death. The Sheikh said, and the prophets and the messengers enter within this generality. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. The explanation, every soul shall taste death. The Sheikh said, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away and moved on from this world to his Lord, He the Mighty and Majestic. And this is established by the text and by consensus and by analogy. So as for the text, then in his saying, He the Most High, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. The ayah we just heard from Surah Az-Zumar with the explanation, you will certainly die and they will certainly die. The Shaykh said, this is information from Allah to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he will soon die. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ, meaning you are going to die. So it is said to a person who is going to die, هَذَا مَيِّتْ, this one is going to die, mayyit. Means someone who is going to die, about to die, going to die. It said, this person is mayyit, he's going to die. As for the person who has actually already died, then it is said about him, mayt, maytun, with takhfif, meaning the ya in the middle has a sukoon on it instead of a shadda, mayt. Because of his saying, He the Most High, awa man kana maytan fa ahyayna. Surah Al-An'am, the sixth surah, Ayah 122, with the explanation, or one who was dead, and we gave life to him. So Shaykh Fawzan said, and the voweling here, in this edition at least, has got the wrong way round, but it's clear from what the Shaykh has already said, that it should be al-mayyit, with a shadda on it, he is the one, or rather, it's got the shadda on it, it should not have a shadda, it should have a sukoon on it, al-mayt, al-maytu, the dead one. He is the one whose soul has left his body. And as for al-mayyit, with a shadda on the ya, the one who is going to die, then he is the one who will die in the future. I mean, al-mayt, with a sukoon on the ya, is one who has already died. His soul has left his body. Whereas al-mayyit, he is one who is going to die. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. استغفرك واتوب اليك.